Hello, Gael.
Hello.
Thank you for visiting WFDU today.
Thanks to you.
And thank you for being in New York City. Tell me, so this is your first, these are some of your first performances in New York City.
Yes.
Tell me about the shows that you played this week. And we are pre-recording this. So Gael has a show tonight, but she had a show a little earlier in the week. Why don't you tell me about what you're doing here this week?
Yes. I played at the Rockwood Music Hall.
Rockwood?
On Monday. And it was fantastic because I played with American musician, and tonight I will be at the Bowery Electric to play in acoustic.
The Bowery
in
Electric.
Solo.
Anyway, as you can tell, or maybe not tell, Gael is from France, and you are not from Paris, though you're from.
Yes, I live in the suburb of Paris, and that place is Alphaville.
Alphaville.
Yes.
Alphaville. So tell me a little bit about your new album, Black and Blue. You had some interesting people that worked on it with you.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Yes, I recorded this album last May, and it released in June. And I worked with different songwriter, American songwriter, on this album. And I worked with Neil Black, Elliot Murphy, and Angela Randall. Yeah.
All right. So what is it like to work with an American songwriter, being as though you speak French and you're working with an American who's English? How do you work together? How do you communicate?
Oh, it was easier because all these American songwriter live in Paris, and so we took the time to do this song together and to do this collaboration, because I think it's very, very important when you play music to share music with different songwriter.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And do you write in English or you think in French?
No, I write in English.
You write in English.
yeah, because I grew up with the 70s music.
Yeah,
the music of 70s.
So who were some of your influences in the
Bonnie Raitt. Johnny Lang, but it's not 70s, but I love this guitarist.
Right.
And I'm very fan too of Neil Young, Joe Cocker, and Janis Joplin.
Who's the last one?
Janis Joplin?
Oh, Janis Joplin.
Oh, Janis Joplin.
Wow,
oh, sorry.
I know. I just needed a minute. Cool, Joe
sorry.
Cocker. So a lot of these American... So how did you find out about all these American groups, you know?
Was my favorite band.
They were just your favorites?
Yeah.
And are they... I know that they're international names, but did you have any favorite French musicians as well growing up?
Oh, yes. And French musicians are like Francis Cabrel.
Okay.
Songwriter in acoustic, and that's it, because all my influence comes from America.
You really loved America. I think
that's
very interesting. That's a cool story.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Did you want to play a little something from the new record?
Yes.
You have your guitar here with you.
And yes, I have my
you
guitar.
You brought your guitar all the way from France to play with us today. And what song would you like to play?
Selfish Game.
Let's play Selfish Game right here on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Get down on my knees.
That's Gael Buswell live right here at WFDU 89.1 FM. And she's live in the studio. Thank you so much for visiting today, Gael.
Yeah, thank you.
Sounds great. So, Gael, why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the musicians that you played with on this album? The playing on the record is great.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about some of these players that you're with.
All these players are the guy. I played with that guy since 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm always on the road with that guy, and I'm very proud to work and to play with them on stage. Yeah.
Cool. And are they all French or are they?
Yes, yeah. Everybody on this record are French.
Wow, great. Yeah. Great guitar sounds and stuff. Tell me a little bit about your guitar playing. You have your Epiphone Sheraton on the cover of the album quite
yes,
a bit.
Yes, yes.
And you have your Martin in the studio with us today. Who are some of your guitar influences? I know you said Bonnie Raitt a little earlier.
Yes.
Anyone else on guitar that you really enjoy watching or listening to?
That's Bonnie Raitt.
Just Bonnie
really,
Raitt, yeah.
Really, really. She is very, very amazing because she can play. Wow. So I'm very impressed about this singer.
You're a big Bonnie Raitt fan. I really love Bonnie Raitt, actually. And I feel like Bonnie Raitt isn't really appreciated as much as she should be.
Mm.
Do you feel that she's popular in France?
Not enough.
No.
Yeah, not enough. And it's very strange because in France, when she comes to play, they say that she plays pop music.
Right.
And she is a blues woman.
Right.
And so that's very, very strange. And I saw her last year in concert in France.
In France.
Yeah, but it was very an exception because she doesn't play enough in France for me.
Right. Was it a big place? Was it a lot of people, or was it a smaller thing or what?
Oh, it's it was a small place, but that's a very, very famous place called La Cigale.
Oh, okay.
In the center of Paris. Yeah.
And why don't you open for her in France?
I don't know, because I don't remember the name of the guy who opening the show, but it was amazing. And I think it was an American singer.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
All the tour.
Mm. We love Bonnie Raitt here, and that's cool to hear that she's a big influence on you.
You give me something special. Sure, love is not a weak link. I call you every night until light's a shade of pink. When fate has shut me down, time that sad there, forget your name. Days with pain, loneliness the same. Watch over me in this place where I'm down on my knees. How does it feel? Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. When the world is almost over. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. When life has gone. Chance you're dead before it slips away, cause time will pass you by. Show just who you really are. You'll never know when, how tight may come your way. So don't care.
Nobody knows you. Nobody knows.
That's true. Nobody does love me. Sometimes I feel like nobody loves me. You're tuned to Good Music. My name is Evan Toth. You're on WFDU 89.1 FM. We're sitting here with Gael Buswell, who has come to visit here at in Teaneck, all the way from France. Thank you for coming here just to be here on this show. I know you had other things to do aside from the show. So tell me a little bit about what it's like to play. And I know we talked about Europe, but tell me about the French kind of scene. What is it? Where do you play? Do you often play alone? Do you often play with a group? What kinds of places do you play?
Yeah, it depends, because sometimes I play in solo or in duet with my guitarist and with my band, especially with this new album.
Right.
And we have different place when we always go to play. It's like in France we say the QG.
Okay, what does that mean? That's like
General Quarter. No,
no,
I don't know the name in English.
I'm sorry,
but it's a place where you like you love to go to play all the time.
Okay,
yeah, it's very it's like family.
Okay,
yeah, and there is some place in Paris called Le Caverne Club.
Ah.
This is a place where I grow up with my music. So it was so fantastic to play at this place. And in suburb of Paris, there is some place where we go to play, yeah, too. And that's very, very cool. Yeah.
Right.
But we play all the time with my musicians.
Cool.
Yeah.
How do the French, how do your local, you know, your friends or the neighborhood that you would hang out with us being in Paris, how do they react to this American style music? How do they react to it being in English? You know, and part of my show is a lot of playing different things from all over, and we play a lot of French stuff. We play like Serge, you know, and everything. And but how do they react to you being kind of almost, you know, going for this American kind of thing?
Ah, yeah, that's fun, because all the time people say, why do you think in English and why do you like this music? And all the time I say, because I grew up with this music. My parents was a very, very big fan about the 70s. And that's why that's my culture for the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I have lots of friends who love that music, so it's easier to share that.
Right.
Yes.
Do you ever do anything in French? Have you ever thought of doing an American song, like a Bonnie Raitt tune in French?
And to translate the song, not yet. No?
No? That would be fun.
No. I can't do that. Because Bonnie Raitt is too, well, imagining for that.
She would probably love that. She would probably think it was very cool.
I don't know.
I think she would think that was cool.
Yeah, because the flow, when you try to translate the American song in French, the slow is not the same, because we don't
right.
use the same technique to sing
right.
in French. So that's
well, a lot of times they'll change words, right? They'll change the whole song. In fact, there are a lot of French songs that were rewritten that became American hits. Beyond the Sea, right? Wasn't Beyond the Sea French, you know, somewhere beyond the sea. I think that was a French tune.
My Way.
Frank Sinatra, right?
This was a
melody. In other words, the melodies were originally, you know, to French lyrics, and then they were rewritten in English.
Yeah.
So we love your melodies here in America. All right, what would you like to do now? You want to play something, or you want to play a little something on guitar?
I can play another song if you want.
I would love, please.
Okay, so I will play. I'm going to play a song called Leah.
Leah,
yes.
And this is on the album too.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a song that I wrote for my nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gael Buswell right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. Why don't you take a break? Why don't you, let's play something else on the album, and then we'll come back and talk a little more. What else? You got another? Well, let's play the title track. Let's play Black to Blue.
Black to Blue.
Right? That's the one to play. Gael Buswell right here on Good Music.
Even say my future looks bright. I really don't know if I'm gonna be alright. But when it comes down to thinking about you, at least I can say one thing is true. I've gone from black to blue, black to blue. I've gone from black to blue. Black to blue. Now nothing in this life is really sure. When you're looking out the window, someone's walking in the door. And after all this time, as a matter of fact, I'm just barely off of my back. I've gone from black. Black to blue. I've gone from black to blue. Black to blue. I was a good girl, righteous and true. I never fooled around with somebody like you. But now my halo is not so fine. It's old and it's tarnished, and it's lost its shine.
That's Gael Buswell right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. Thanks for listening, folks. Gael's sitting here with me, and we're chatting, and we're playing a lot of music, and she thinks I speak French very well. I speak a lot of French off mic. No, that's not true. I'm just kidding. My French is
you can try.
Very, very bad. No good.
You can say something.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. Who did you? Now, you wrote most of this album, right? And who wrote, who's that? Elliot Murphy wrote that track?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And, how did you connect with him? He's another American, performer, right?
Yes. With Elliot Murphy, because, he lives in France.
Oh.
Yes. Close to my house. And we had the opportunity to play together. It was 2 years ago. I did the opening show for him. And it was really, really, really good good thing to meet him, because he is very, very fantastic and a very amazing songwriter.
Okay, cool. So you guys connected.
Yeah.
And tell me a little about your history writing. How did you start writing? What inspired you to write? I know Bonnie Raitt a big writer? Does she write a lot of that stuff? I don't know. What inspired you to write?
Oh, all the time is, especially on this record, is a different thing that happened in my life, and the people that I met all the time, and all the thing that that in the atmosphere for me, and when with the first album, we were always on the road, and so I met different people, and that was very, very good for my inspiration.
I see. So the people that you met, the people that you meet while you're out kind of inspire you to write further. Yeah, that's great. Well, cool. Let's listen. I don't know. I'd love to chat with you all day, but I think we better wrap it up. And I thank you so much for coming. So what's next for you? What's the next step? More recording or a lot of live playing or what?
Yes, I'm thinking, I'm already thinking about my third album.
Okay.
And for the next show, I'm going to play in French for a few festivals.
Ah.
And I hope that next year we could organize an American tour.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope you come here again. And I hope we can take some time to hang out again and talk about what's new. And I wish you luck. You can find out more about Gael at her website, of course, www.gael-buswell. That's GAELLE-BUSWEL.FR for France.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can find out what she's up to there, I'm sure. So check that out. And, of course, you're on Facebook and
yes,
all the usual
Twitter,
places.
Instagram.
All of the
I you can find me everywhere.
Good, great. cool. So let's go out with a song. You want to play something or you want to do something on the album? It's up to you. Your choice.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can play something.
Okay,
yes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What are we gonna play?
This song called Remen's Trap. Yeah.
Which is it? The Romance Trap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sorry
trap.
For my accent.
No, I love it. Romance Trap. All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is Gael. She's saying goodbye to us. And
yeah.
We'll be back with more good music right here on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Yeah, thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Oh, merci beaucoup. Back to you.
Can I?